City takers are visionaries. What can you see? The clearer you see, the faster the manifestations. There are no impossibilities. We are born of God. We have eternal life. God has spoken. God is speaking. What can you see?
Very quickly, Romans 1:5. I'll be sharing with you tonight on the wisdom of a city taker. Hallelujah. The wisdom of a city taker. I'll just share some thoughts with us. The wisdom of a city taker. Thank you, Lord. Romans 1:5, Matthew 5:13 to 16, Ecclesiastes 10:15. We'll read the other scriptures as we go along. Well, let's begin with the three scriptures. He said, by whom, this is our mantra as a ministry, is our title deed. He said, by whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name. Can you give me Amplified Classic? He said, it is through him that we have received grace, God's unmerited favor, and our apostleship to promote obedience to the faith and make disciples for his namesake among all nations. Hallelujah. Very quickly, Matthew 5:13 to 16. Matthew 5:13 to 16. Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth. King James. Good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden underfoot. Next verse. You can give me New King James. Amen. If you can give me New King James. Okay. You are the light of the world. Oh, glory. A city that is set, not a village. Oh. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Now, this shows you the picture of you that God has. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. He said, nor do men light a lamp and put under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Verse 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ecclesiastes 10:15. Ye are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before men. Do you ever hear that song? Ye are the light of the world. Let your light so shine that men may see your good works and give glory to your Father. Ye are the light of the world. Let your light so shine. You didn't get it. All right, Ecclesiastes 10:15. The labor of the foolish wearieth every one of them, because he knoweth not how to go to the city. You know, the context of that chapter is wisdom. Remember verse 10? It says, when the axe is dull, you need to put more strength, but wisdom is profitable to direct. And then it says, the labor of the foolish wearies every one of them because they don't know how. So the know-how there talks about wisdom. Glory to God. Have you finished reading the scriptures? All right. Your relevance, or let me put this way, your journey in greatness, prosperity, relevance, fulfillment, the list goes on and on, the positive things that people desire, begins with a very clear understanding of God's mandate for his church and for you as a believer. That is the beginning of your journey. Now, this is why you hear the coinage city takers. Has he ever occurred to you, why would the Spirit of God coin such word? Or why would pastor coin such word? Inspired by the Spirit of God. City Takers Conference. It is uncommon, it is unusual. Most times, people capture meetings with titles that suggest, look, this is going to minister to you to do well. Are you with me? So we can say 5 nights of breakthrough. Right? 5 nights of success. And there's nothing wrong with that. Are you with me? But you see, this coinage is an attempt up to describe for you God's mandate upon your life. And I need you to get that. You see, the less is included in the greater. And I tell people, this is something that we can find testimony of scriptures to, from Genesis to Revelation, that for every generation, God always wants his people to see the big picture. We did a series 2 years ago, and we called it, I can't remember. I talked about the importance of the big picture. I can't remember. It was a Tuesday series. Praise God. But I emphasize the importance of always seeing the big picture as a believer. Listen, those who rule, those who reign, those who live a satisfied, fulfilling, prosperous life are those who see the big picture. So you will notice that God always wants his people to see the big picture. He created Adam and Eve in Genesis 1. And guess the first word that Adam heard. The Bible says, and God blessed them and said. So this God looking at Adam and he's saying, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. He's in one garden, but God was thinking about the whole earth. Are you with me? He was kept in the garden east of Eden. But see, God's vision from the beginning was the whole earth. So he says, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over all of my creation. Remarkable. That gives us a peep into God's mind. And it's very important to understand how God thinks. So, City Taker is an attempt to describe your mandate. It's an attempt to describe your assignment. It's an attempt to describe your destiny on the earth. As a believer, remember I told you that this is where your relevance is. This is where true fulfillment is. This is where true satisfaction is. So the idea of survival, the idea of putting body and soul together, or the idea of, well, I'm a Christian so that God can bless me and I can be comfortable, is unbiblical, it's not biblical, and it is demonic. It is Luciferian. Are you with me? So once a believer gets to a place where all his thinking is survival, where all he or she can see is himself, how can I buy the car? How can I buy the house? There's nothing wrong with that. But see, when you get to this place of being a city taker, you will see money and prosperity as tools to do something bigger. So there is perspective to the job you want to get. There is perspective to the millions you are making. There is perspective to the educational attainment you are desiring. There's perspective to the earthly pursuit. I'll reframe this later. Are you with me? This is important. This is important. In Matthew chapter 28, we read it 2 days ago, interesting. He says, Jesus appeared and said, in Luke, he said, all hail, Kaya Vakaya. All hail. I mean, listen, there is nobody greater than your Lord. Yes, sir. Has he ever occurred to you? Yes, sir. He is the greatest authority in all of the universe, not just in earth. The Bible says in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. That means in all realms, Jesus is the greatest. He is the authority. He is the license to operate. Are you with me? He says, all hail. Then he said, Matthew's gospel, he says, all power in heaven and in earth. He left nothing for Satan.
Yes, sir.
All power. Think about it. All power. Are you here? All power. In heaven and in earth, all power, all power. And the power that is authority power, which is higher than dunamis power, because exousia is the right to use dunamis.
Yes, sir.
Authority. All power in heaven and in earth. So look at the jurisdiction of influence, heaven and earth. Look at the scope of his rulership, the scope of his influence, heaven and earth. He says, all power in heaven and earth is given unto me. Go ye therefore. Meaning, go in this power. Go in this authority. Go ye therefore. Means, look, this mandate, you are covered. You are not going in your strength. You are going in my name. And that name is, I've told you before, a name in the realm of the spirit is not for identification. You know, on earth, they say, this is Bola. This is Petrus. Amen. And this is Pam. This is Chungyang. Amen. And for, I say, is that Bola or Chungyang? So in the earth realm, a name is just for identification. And unfortunately, many believers have crossed over into Christianity. And of course, you have to be taught to know differently. And because many are not taught, they are using the same thing for the name of Jesus. There's the same understanding of what a name means. Are you with me? So their thing is for identification. So when they say Jesus Christ, they say, well, this is the Son of God. When they use the name of Jesus, they don't get the full import of what the Bible is saying. In the realm of the spirit, a name is a symbol of authority. In the realm of the spirit, a name is an investment. Hi. Are you here? It's an investment. In the realm of the spirit, a name is a capital. So when you come in that name, doors open for you, because in that name is invested all of the wealth of eternity. In that name is invested all of the power, all of the authority of heaven and earth. Just follow me closely. So he says, go ye therefore, make disciples of all nations. Make students of all nations. Discipline the nations. That's one of the meaning of that. Enlist the nations. And then after you have done that, he said, teach them. There's no better word. Indoctrinate them. What the mandate. Now, why am I reading that scripture, quoting that scripture, and reading the other scripture? It shows you that Christianity is relevant to our generation. Oh God. That means your Jesus, if he's properly represented, is relevant to this generation. He is not a secret to be kept. Jesus, or when we say Christianity, we're talking about Christ and what he did, doesn't have relevance just within the four walls of the church on Sunday morning. He is relevant to this generation. And we must present and represent him in such a way that the earth can feel his relevance. Are you with me? Now, this is not an idea of a pastor. This is God's idea. And this is where you come in. Our assignment is to show the world that they cannot live without God. And when we say they cannot live without God, what we're saying is God has made a provision. Christ is his one and last answer. So we are God's partners in bringing civilization to the world. Hear this. Christ is the true civilization of this world. So anyone who is cut off from him, the Bible says, being cut off from the commonwealth of Israel, anyone who is cut off from him is truly not civilized. Civilization, in the real sense, is not skyscrapers, smartphones, Web 2, Web 3. Those things are exciting, but it's beyond that. In fact, those things are coming forth out of the real civilization. Oh, you read in John chapter 1 verse 5. It says, in him was life. And the life was the light of men. And the life was the civilization of men. Was the enlightenment of men. But you see, true civilization begins from the forgiveness of sin. If their sins are not forgiven, they are not civilized. They are cut off from God. They are disconnected. But they don't have to be disconnected anymore. God has found a ransom. There's a provision. Are you with me? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So Christ is applicable to the marketplace. Christ is applicable to the banking hall. He's relevant in the sports stadium. Glory to God. He wants to fill all in all. And this is the Christ we are called to represent. And the way he designed it is very simple. He wants you to enlist and indoctrinate as you go about your daily business. Are you with me? Here is another important thing. All the stories about what God wants to do, how he loves the world, for God so loved the world. Okay, or let me put it this way. We are God's strategy in carrying out his divine agenda on the earth. Angels will not come down to do it. Beginning from salvation to infiltrating the systems, which are the things we have heard. Are you with me? We are his strategists. And when we say we are his strategists, don't think too far. We are talking about you. And we are talking about now. So our move is God's move. Him that your family, God moving, he moves through you. Oh. In that sector, for God to move, he has to move through you. In that city, for God to move, he has to move through you. We are his body. We are his strategy. We are his limitation. We are his advantage. Think about it. It's a great responsibility, but it is a great honor. Are you with me? So instead of majoring in the minor, why not major in the major? In being a true partner with God, in spreading his light in cities, sectors, and systems. Why not major in what God measures in? Paul says, by whom we have received grace and apostleship to make the nations obedient to the faith for his namesake. He says, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on the hill cannot be hidden. So God wants to set us upon places of influence so that men can see. But see, when they see, it's not us they are seeing. They are seeing the Christ in us, the hope of glory. Are you with me? So when we talk about greatness, I want you to always see the purpose of God. We are inseparable. Listen, we are very important in God's end time agenda because angels are not coming to do the work. The Bible says that through the church, the many-sided wisdom of God may be shown to principalities and powers. Whatever the principalities and powers are, the focus is, it is through you that God will show the many-sided wisdom. Whether the angelic principalities and powers, demonic principalities and powers, human principalities and powers. Are you with me? So my argument tonight is, your relevance is in this mandate.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Offer your life to pursue this mandate. So ministry, listen, when the church becomes an army of people who truly believe and are convinced that as individuals they have callings, the gospel will be relevant to this generation. Did you hear what I just said? That means you are convinced that truly you have a mandate. And your mandate is not just to live a good life and die. No. Your mandate is to reveal Jesus. Like Paul declared. He said, when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb? To reveal his son in me. To reveal his son in me. To reveal his son in me. The question is, was that just an exclusive reserve for Paul? No, it's for every believer. That means you were separated from your mother's womb for the Son of God to be revealed in you.
Yes, sir.
And he's revealed in you in wisdom, in solution, in power, in the value you bring to the table. Are you with me? In the difficult questions you answer, are you with me? In the answer of peace.
things you give to the pharaohs of this world. Are you with me? So it's not just standing in crusade and preaching. It's not just standing in church and preaching. What message did Joseph preach? But the name of his God was magnified. What message did Daniel preach? Are you with me? But say, Christ was in them.
Yes, sir.
Manifested as answers, manifested as wisdom. Are you with me? This is how the gospel is made relevant. Christ is made relevant to our generation. He rules the church, and the church rules the world.
Yes, sir.
I see, the earlier you wake up to this responsibility, the better. When you begin to see yourself as a man and a woman on a mission. Every believer is a missionary. The idea that missionaries are just people who travel to distant land, to rural areas, and just stay there to preach Jesus or do social work is limited knowledge. Every believer is a missionary. And we must be missional in our thinking. Are you with me? Missional. Knowing and being convinced that, look, my relevance is in the revelation of Jesus. My relevance is in knowing him and making him known. And I'm not making him known on the pulpit in church. Just on the pulpit in church. I'm making him known in the world. So in the banking hall is relevant. Are you with me? In the entertainment industry is relevant. This is the mandate of the believer, the mandate of the church. So for you, business now is ministry. For you, that PhD is ministry. Glory to God forevermore. Are you blessed? Remember in Matthew chapter 1 verse 1, when you refer to Jesus as the son of David, the son of Abraham, we draw our true revelation from there. If you've been around, the fatherhood and the kingship, glory to God. So he's father to you. The fatherhood brings salvation. The kingship is the influence over systems, sectors, and cities. So he's not just father, he's king. And he's king in you. He's king through you. Hallelujah. Glory to God forevermore. It's a great call. City takers. And by now you know that the city there covers sectors, industries, literal cities, ethnos, okay? People group where you are planted. So listen. Christians are not designed to be at the bottom of the food chain. Have you ever said this? I just got that job. The only thing on their mind about the job they got is the salary. A Christian should not be found there. A believer should not be found there. And that also means when a particular industry begins to open to you, you must see beyond the money.
Yes,
are you with me? You must see beyond the accolades of men. You must begin to see the ministry side. What name is God making for himself in this position he has given to me? In this opportunity he has given? What is the advantage for the kingdom? That's one. The other side means when you enter a sphere, you should know that by ordination, you are not supposed to be under. You are supposed to be above. Because the big things happen from above. So if Baal is above, the entire system will bow to Baal. Are you with me? Imagine if all Elijah had was his personal fellowship with God. Think about it. Nothing was wrong. In fact, when he complained to the Lord that he's the only one, God told him, I have reserved 7,000 more? How many thousand? Eh? Where are my Bibles today? I've reserved how many? Kelobokosaya. Those who have not bowed to Baal, how many? Nobody has checked his Bible quickly. I said 7,000. He said no. Let's assume I forgot. I was in shock because I'm preaching. Amen. How many? Nobody has checked. Hey. 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 All the teaching I've done for 9 years. How many has he reserved who have not bowed to Baal? So why are you looking at me funny when I say 7,000? Are you with me? That's why I just wanted us to get that right. Now watch this. He said, I have reserved for myself all there are 7,000 people who have not bowed to Baal. But listen, why was Elijah relevant? Elijah was relevant because he knew that God's purpose was beyond his personal fellowship with God. Oh, I wish I had the church that is here. What's happening? Imagine if Elijah's passion for God ended in his closet. Israel would have fallen to bear. That's what I'm saying. That means privatized Christianity is not enough. Oh, I love God. God loves me. Having a nice time. He's blessing me. I'm blessing him. It's not enough. Are you with me? So just imagine. Just try to imagine. If Elijah did not rise to defend the purposes of God in his city, in his nation, Israel would have gone to Baal. Completely. And it's the same thing. There are many believers in systems, in industries, in sectors who only have personal fellowship with God. They are like the 7,000 who are not bowing. But listen, they are still not relevant to the kingdom. Because your calling is beyond your personal fellowship with God. Your personal fellowship with God is to sponsor your mandate. Are you with me? That's why you receive grace to sponsor your mandate. After you have had fellowship, there is a bright dimension to the church. But there is an army dimension to the church. That means we are not just bright. We are the bright that was. Are you with me? So you will not close your eyes. You say, in this office, people are doing charm. What are you going to do about it? Level one Christian, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. No, level one Christian, the charm in this office is too much. I have to go. That one, we should lay him or her down and floor Koboko. You know what I call Koboko? International community. Koboko is Cain. Amen. He's a whip. That one should be flogged. But unfortunately, there are many believers like that, evading responsibility. But once you begin to think, listen, the destiny of others are at stake. Every time you take a step of faith to stand for truth, you are defending the faith of others. You are preserving the faith of others. Is beyond you, and God will honor and reward you with it for that. What is the honor? Prosperity. What is the reward? Influence, increase. What others are chasing after will begin to come after you naturally. That was what Jesus meant when he said, seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added. So in that office, instead of running, you are thinking, how can we spread the message of the Tokaris here? How can we give them messages to listen to? How can we get them to church? How can we culture them in the ordinances of heaven? How can we establish the lordship of Jesus in their hearts? Question, did Jesus die for them too? Yes. We'll say that Jesus died for both individuals and for the earth, for all of creation. But it starts with individuals. He died for them too. He died for them too. Glory to God. You just imagine. So that's level one Christian. Level two, They are doing charm here. Or they are doing corruption here. Or if you don't belong to this cult, you can't rise in this place. Level 2 Christian, what did I do? No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I'll do my job in this place. This is where God is blessing me from. Nobody will take it from me. Juvenile. Juvenile. They may have some faith to stay there and keep enjoying the goodies in the industry. But is that God's best? No. That's not God's best. That's not God's best. What is God's best? Level 3 Christian. He is saying, like Daniel, I'm supposed to be the headmaster in this place. I'm supposed to be the head girl, the head boy in this place. Are you with me? So charm or no charm? Or cult or no cult? Me too, I'm in cult. I drink blood. What do you think you are taking in communion? Are you with me? Now, without this thinking, we can't raise a generation of believers who are viral, who are malignant, who are invasive. We can't. People will keep receding, and that is not God's will. He wants to fill all in all, but not through angels, through you. That's what we're saying. To you. But truly, Daniel's story is inspiring. Many inspiring stories in the Bible. Many inspiring stories. The Bible says Nebuchadnezzar made Daniel the chief of the magicians, of the sorcerers, of the astrologers. Go and read it. Jabba. Did he reject it? He said, no. I'm a holy man. I serve the holy God. I can't mix with these people. That's not Christianity. Where does the dough function? Within, where does the yeast function? Within the dough. Oh, you didn't hear me. I'm not feeling you guys tonight. Where does the yeast function? Within the dough. Where is the ministry of the salt in the soup? That means as long as the salt is locked in the bottle, it's irrelevant to the soup. What did you read? You are the salt of the earth. That means without fear or favor, we are involved. Are you with me tonight? The relevance of the soup, of the salt, is within the soup. It's within the soup. So there's no standing back. Nah, God protect me in this office. No. You say, I'm supposed to be the head girl in this place. I'm supposed to be the head boy, the headmaster in this place. You understand what that means? On top. On top. That's how Christians think. That's how city takers think. So we are not to eat the crumbs at the low level of the food chain in the industry. Entertainment industry on top. Politics on top. Are you with me? Education on top. Are you with me? Art on top. Commerce and economics on top. Sit. That's the thinking. You know why? Christ wants to fill the place. He wants to fill the place, rather, through you. He wants to fill it. He's not a privatized Christ. He wants to fill all in all. Daniel did not recede. He was media chairman. Chairman, Sorcerers Association. And you, to context for your professional body's vote. Mr. Abeg, I don't want trouble. It's charm they are doing here. Well, so who is the Oga of charm? I've told you before. Some of you, people act as though God is afraid of Babalawo, and they are his boys. They know. Just illegal tapping, man. Don't be afraid of charm. Occultic threats. Never fear it. And this is why you must grow your faith. Because this is your mandate. I'm telling you, your mandate. This is your mandate. It's not to put body and soul together. This is your mandate. This is your mandate. Look at Esther now. In the Bible. What were you thinking? Is he Artaxerxes, right? What's the name of Esther? So, but the, in the kingdom, Xerxes, Artaxerxes. Artaxerxes. Amen. They all similar. They're all titles. Amen. Praise God. Shabalaku pesoshoto. Mento bredileko soshtepora bakaya. Mamis, there are things you do for the sake of the church. Is this privatized Christianity that has shot the church out of many circles? Because we are saying, oh, it's just I'm okay, I'm satisfied. Who is talking about you? We're not talking about you. We're talking about the destiny of others and the agenda of God. It's not your convenience we're talking about. It's not your convenience. Dream big this year. The wisdom of a city cat. Number one, envision the year. This introduction I've been doing, Lord have mercy. Envision the year. That's number one. Envision the year. Have you written that down? Envision the year and beyond. And beyond. That's how it's written in my notes. Envision the year and beyond. We are talking about the wisdom of a city taker. I've attempted to show you who you are, who a city taker is. The man sectors, the man industry. God is happy that I'm in Jaws. Look at what he said about Abraham. He said, I know him. Kai. I know, I trust him. He has created a system of indoctrination that if anyone by mistake enters his household, that person will know me. Oh. Can God talk like that about you? I know her. In that office, because she's there, there's hope. In that business, in that sector, because he's there, there's hope. The Bible says the temple sanctifies the gold. Did you ever read it? That means you are the sanctification of Nigerian politics. Who is the temple of the Holy Ghost? You are the sanctification of the developers community. That's all the programmers are atheists. They are this, they are that. You are the sanctification. Because the temple sanctifies the good. Now the temple is afraid of the good that is supposed to sanctify. Are you here? I know a pastor, lovely man of God, who is a magician. Amen. Yes. He lives in a country where there's a lot of magic. So he too became a magician. But that's different trade from preaching. And through that, he began to reach magicians. Oh, you don't know. I just blew your mind. I gave you that story for a reason. You see, some religion is still remaining. No, I just told you. You read from the Bible that Daniel was the head of magicians. You think he was just like that? There was superiority of manifestation. A man who told you your dream and the interpretation. Won't you fear him? So, number one, envision the air. Listen, sight and sound are your major leverage on the earth. Because listen, these two things have great significant influence on the realm of the spirit and by implication, impact on the earth. So sight and sound. How did God recreate the world? In Genesis chapter 1, it was sight and sound. It was sight and sound. There were things he saw. You've heard us say this, that manifestations are picture-sized and voice-activated. Yes, have you ever heard that? Yes, I mean, it doesn't matter what God has prepared for a person. What is delivered on the earth is what the person has captured within the boundaries of his imagination. Envision the air. That's the first wisdom as a city taker. What can you see concerning 2022 and beyond in the next 5 years of your life, in the next 10 years of your life? What can you see? And how clear is the vision? Because people can claim that they are seeing, but the vision is vague. You can see men as trees. It's not because you are not seeing, but you are seeing men as trees. You need a second touch. Come on now. I'm preaching good tonight. End that what the blind man said to Jesus. Blind man said to Jesus, I see men as trees. You were seeing, but it wasn't clear. And then a second touch. So some of you have seen things concerning the year, concerning 5 years from now, but you need a second touch tonight. This is why the word of the Lord is coming to you. How clear is the vision? 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 In Genesis 1, you will see in verse 26, God had a vision. Now let us make man in our image, after our likeness. That was a statement of vision. It was clear. This man will look like us and act like us. It was clear. The next verse, and God created man. That means everything on the earth is created twice. First in a visible realm, then in the visible realm. That means there's nothing you will see that you won't see twice. You must have seen it first. If it came accidentally, it will disappear accidentally. City takers are visionaries. What can you see? Are you letting God, through his word, paint pictures on the canvas of your imaginations? What can you see? Concerning that business, what can you see? Concerning that ministry, what can you see? Concerning your health, what can you see? Can somebody say tonight, look, the doctor might have given you a diagnosis, but you look at yourself, you look into God's word, and you look with the true light that lights every man that comes into this world, and you tell yourself, this sickness is not the part of my future. I can't see it in 2022. I can't see lack in 2022. You can't see it. Why? Your mind is inundated with pictures of abundance. You are saying, there is no assumption. No, you are saying your phone. You are seeing a lot of 20 million, 20 and 6 zeros behind. You are seeing it. You are seeing yourself walking to the airport, sitting in first class cabin. You are seeing it. Are you with me? You are seeing your church grow to thousands. You are walking through thousands and talking to them. You are seeing it. Are you with me? You are seeing that scholarship of £30,000 fully paid for your master's and PhD. You are seeing it. What can you see? Envision. Envision. So God had to see before he created.
Yes, sir.
And when he saw, he began to speak. So I told you, sight and sound,
yes, sir,
are your major leverage on the earth. Major leverage on the earth. Why do you think Satan is sponsoring distraction? So that he can take away your focus. So he can pollute your imagination. So he can hinder your vision. Are you with me tonight? What can you see? What can you see? What can you see? You see, you see and see and see. How many of you remember Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13? And then verse 15, you can put it up. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13, and then verse 15. Verse 13 talks about how that they saw from afar. A labor. He said, this all died in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen them afar off. You see, he's saying the reason they didn't see physically was because it was no ordination of grace for their dispensation. But we can learn a lesson of vision from here. That's what I want to show you. Are you with me? He said, but having seen them from afar off, they were persuaded by them. That's the next step. You will see until you are persuaded. And embrace them. You will see until there is emotional experience. You have seen yourself in that car. You have seen yourself in that supermarket. You have seen yourself in that skyscraper. You have seen yourself in that business meeting. You have seen yourself standing before the president, dropping proposal and him signing it. You have seen... I've seen myself walking through the doors of our church in UK with thousands of people. I've seen it. I saw it today. Walking through the door. I'm with thousands of people worshiping and praising God. And I said, this is Glory Zone London. Listen, what did God tell Abraham in Genesis 13? He said, look, after Lot was departed from him, he said, look now from whence thou art. That means don't look at where you are. Look from where you are. Let the word of God aid your vision. Let the word of God paint the pictures on the canvas of your mind. Look from where you are, not where you are. Not at where you are. Yes, that means you may be squatting now. You may be looking for 200,000 to pay rent. But that's not what you are seeing. You are seeing the estates. Am I talking to people? Am I talking to people that may have told you that you came from a poor background, poor father, poor mother? You went to a bad school. You had a bad degree, but it makes no difference. If you can see from where you are, if you can see northward, southward, eastward, westward, it says as far as your eyes can see, glory! I have given unto you. Listen, you don't pay to see. Why not sit down and see? What do you want to see in your finances, in your work with God, in the anointing, in your career, in your business? Are you with me? In your destiny, in your family life? What do you want to see in 2022 and the years to come? Envision. 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 You will sit down and see helpers coming for you. You see them calling, say, ah, Agnes, how are you? That thing, it's just in my heart. I just want to show you kindness. Send me your account number. That your business will 10 million be enough. Take. You will sit down and see it. You want to get married. You will sit down and see God's best, God's choicest husband walk his way to you. And ask your hand in marriage. You see the rings in your hand. You see yourself walking down the aisles. Oh, Mekobaya. You will see your honeymoon. You will see your children around your table. You will see yourself in the nations. Sight. You say, write the vision. How did Jacob know? The Bible says he put sticks. Tribe sticks before the cattle while they were drinking in the water troughs. Aya, aya, pela paya, malakopa, plain cattle began to reproduce speckled and striped. That means it doesn't matter what you look like. If you can practice the law of selective conception, what are you seeing? He told, he said, Jeremiah, what can you see? What can you see? He said, I see the rod of an almond tree. He said, you have seen well. Now I will hasten my word to perform it. That means the clearer you see, the faster the manifestations. The clearer you see, the faster the manifestations. There are no impossibilities. We are born of God. We have eternal life. Do you understand? We are God's vice regents on the earth. Oh, we are kings and priests on the earth. Are you with me? There are no limitations. And God has given us an album of pictures to see. It's called the Holy Scriptures. When you look from Genesis to Malachi, from Matthew to Revelation, what can you see? God has spoken. God is speaking. What can you see? Don't let your past cast a lid over your mind. No. Don't let the current challenges put a cap over your mind. Say, no, you will step out like God called Abraham out of his tent. When Abraham was finding it difficult to believe, he said, Abraham, come out of your tent. Tonight, let somebody come out of his tent. Come out of your background. Come out of the history of failure. Come out of that fear. Come out of that timidity. Come out of that disappointment. Mekopata, come out of your tent. He said, look toward heaven. Emakopaya, look toward heaven. So can you tell the story of the stars? So shall your seed be. The Bible says, and Abraham believed. You will sit down in this January, tonight, this week, next week, you will sit down and envision
Emakopata. You let the world paint pictures. Pictures. You tell yourself, what can God do with my life? The God that took a shepherd boy from the backside of the desert and made him the king of Israel, what can God do with my life? The God that led wealthy eastern wise men to bring gold to the manger, what can God do? He said, you raise up the poor from the dust, the beggar from the donkey. He set them upon the throne, set them among princes, causing them to inherit the throne of glory and vision. What can you see? He said, as far as your eyes can see, I have given it to you. I have given it to you. What can you see? Envision the year. What can you see? Meko petosaka. Remetosa. Can you see yourself emerging? Can you see yourself becoming what does not look like your background? I am a kopataya. Can you see yourself emerging? When you are telling people stories of where you are coming from, they say, are you telling us the truth? You like this? You, are you sure? Are you sure? Yo, you would tell them, hey, that God gave me a vision and he brought his word come to pass. What did he say in Genesis chapter 11 verse 6? He said, now the people is one and nothing they have imagined to do will be hindered from them. They spoke one language. That language is vision, though. Epatolaba. It was vision. Common language. I've told you, God wants you to be big. And that bigness is for his glory. Let him tonight. Let him. Let him. Emakoba lapaya. Elemakopota. Eleparopata. Elemetopa. Elemekobredi metosa. You reign forever. Just pray.
You reign forever.
Oh, you reign forever. No bound.
Your glory knows no bound.
Oh, you reign forever. No bound.
Your glory knows no bound.
Alleluia.
Alleluia.
Lord, you reign forever. Shapatobale. Hey, alleluia. Ela ba 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 ba. Lord, you reign forever. Oh, your kingdom knows no end.
Your kingdom
knows. Oh, your glory knows no bound.
Your glory knows no end.
Your kingdom knows no end.
Your glory knows no bounds.
Your glory
pray. Tema kopala moloto. Iramana lagabaka. Iramana. Emjala. Ikapatala barabada. I see visions multiplying. I see visions multiplying. I see visions multiplying. I see visions multiplying. Ekapala balala la 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 la. Ela kopetola balala. Ekapara manana na na. Lift your hands. I see God multiplying visions. I see God literally transporting people. Rekopatosa. I see God expanding the boundaries of your mind, the boundaries of your possibilities, the boundaries. What is possible this year? Epalaka. I see God enlarging people. I see God lifting. Empaloko pelota. There are at least 5 to 7 persons. The power of God will come upon them now. Now. Pintapa. Rekopeton zilaka. Shepetola balika. Repetonza. Rekapa. Ilakombetosa. Yes. Some of you, as you are standing, your vision is being multiplied. God is raising your vision. Lift your hands. The glory of the Lord is here. Those 5 to 7 people, I still have a few things to say. Those 5 to 7 people, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let the hand of the Lord rest upon them. Let the hand of the Lord rest upon them, wherever they are. I mean, some of you, your past has plagued your mind so much. Your background has plagued your mind so much. And like a breakout, you are breaking out an image. In the name of Jesus, at the count of 5, let the glory of God overwhelm those people. Imadokopa. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. In the name of Jesus, let the hand of God rest on them. Let the hand of God rest on them. Let the hand of God rest on them. Jesus! Jesus, single them out, the back, the front, overflow, online, single them out, let your glory overwhelm them for a change of season, now, yes, helper, that's right. There's somebody here, you have been fearful. Entering into the year brought fear to your heart. In the name of Jesus, that fear is broken. Let the power of God rest upon the person. Let the power of God rest upon the person. Breaking you out of that fear and breaking you into God's purpose for your life in the new year. At the count of 3, 1, 2, 3, take the hand of God rest. Take. Help that young man. Take. Lekom brakti sushte vora milakaya. Dolamantosika prodilakonda sushte pora dilaka. Zuremanta perodosika. The wisdom of a city teka. The anointing and the glory of God is here. If you are sick in your body, I declare you healed now. I declare you healed now. I declare you healed now. In the name of Jesus. If you are looking for job, I declare between now and the end of this month, the jobs have entered your hands. In the name of Jesus. If you are looking for a contract, a particular job you are looking for, Lepatosa, I speak as one anointed of heaven to place God's people in the marketplace. Leko papatilekosa, I open the gates of those jobs, of those contracts to you now, in the name of Jesus. You are looking for what you call a scholarship for your master's PhD. In the name of Jesus, I speak as one that God has ordained to make releases of eternal verities. I release those scholarships into your hands. I release financial helpers into your hands. In the name of Jesus. And tonight I stand upon this holy altar. I open the seal of financial favor. Who is ready for this? Lift your hands. I open the gate of financial favor. Right, left, and center. I open the gate of financial favor. I open the gates of financial favor. Monies that you have not seen before, they are finding their way into your hands by the favor of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hear me. For some of you, before this month is over, you will see a sign. You will see a sign. And it will be a sign, a token of how the rest of the year will be. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I come against the devils of depression. I take authority over that suicide thought. In the name of Jesus, I kill it. That thought will not kill you. I kill that thought tonight. In the name of Jesus. And I declare that spirit of heaviness, I command you in the name of Jesus, leave that woman, leave that man, leave that young man, leave that young woman. Now, go, go. Go in the name of Jesus. There cannot be depression here. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Receive your healing. Receive your word. Receive your lifting. Receive the things you are declaring. Receive them now. They are yours in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I declare new visions. As you sleep, new visions. As you wake up, new visions. The Lord is enlarging your visions, enlarging your capacity in the name of the Lord Jesus. The Lord is giving you dreams, things that are bigger than you, and He will cause them to burn like fire within your heart in the name of Jesus. And that fire will propel you to get them accomplished for the praise of His glory in the name of Jesus. Envision the air. I'm just on number one, but of course I can't finish it today. Number two is engage priesthood. Just keep standing. Engage priesthood. Wisdom of a city taker. Engage priesthood. I mean, just complete it on Sunday. I don't know. Engage priesthood. Listen, it is priesthood that delivers territories to men. It is priesthood that delivers sectors to men. It is priesthood that delivers victory to men. It is priesthood that delivers industries to men. Are you with me? It's unfortunate that many people on the other side of the divide, those in the world, understand this very well, but many believers have not understood this. Now, when we say priesthood, that is the word we give to the sum total of everything we call equity and activities that go from the earth to provoke heaven to respond. That's priesthood. Are you with me? And we discuss priesthood in two ways. Number one, priestly practices. Number two, honor for the anointed. Honor for the anointed. Honor. The two must work hand in hand this year. Number one is your priestly practices in prayers, in tithing, in rejoicing and praise and thanksgiving, okay, in the communion table. But the second part is honor for the anointed. Because God gives gift men. Oh yes, He does. He gives gift men. And all through scripture on the earth, nobody rises without this system of priesthood. Of a man ordained from heaven who pulls you up.
or who gives you a platform, or who pushes you up. Even Jesus, the Son of God, he says, suffer it to be so now, to fulfill all righteousness. That means honor for the anointed is part of all righteousness being fulfilled. And this year, I want you to be deliberate about it. Who is speaking what over you? How are you stirring the words? I say that again. Who is speaking words over you? Of course, he's standing here as your pastor. Are you with me? Who is speaking words over you? How are you orchestrating for words to be spoken over you? It was Mark Hankins who said, you respect with words, but you honor with substance. Are you with me? What did Isaac tell his son? He said, go and prepare for me. Watch this. Was it his right to receive the blessing from his father or not? Yes. Whoever was going to get it, it was their right. And the man was going to die. He needed to transfer the Abrahamic blessing. Watch this. So, what was his right? He told him, create the conditions for it to be released. If you get this tonight, you are made for the year. Create the conditions. I make my pastor and prophet emotional about me. Last year you were here. Reverend is coming tomorrow. Reverend Duncan is coming tomorrow. How many of you are around last year? Can you remember what he said? He said, Kai, Dr. Caris, you have honored me. Such as I have, I give you. I could see the emotions. And that happens through the year. Dr. Paul Enenche, when I see him, he is stirred to bless. Oh, chat, or we'll talk on phone. There was a birthday, he called me. I just dropped a message. I said, sir, it's my birthday today. Can you speak over me? He called me. Are you here? Who is speaking words over you? How are you conditioning it? And it flows from the heart. Abraham had the blessing, but he was a wanderer until he met Melchizedek, that strange man, the king priest. He said, he blessed him and said, blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of the heaven and the earth. The Bible says Abraham gave him the tithe of all. He had an honor response, and that honor validated the words that were spoken over him. He's there all through scriptures. When Jesus was told about the centurion, right? They said, well, this man is worthy of this favor, for he loves our nation and has built us a synagogue. The Bible says, and Jesus stood up to go to his house. Are you with me? The wisdom of the cornies. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 21. I can't remember the verse now. He said, the cornies are feeble, but they hide in rocks. Learning to hide. What is the rock? The rock is the system of the anointing. You can learn to hide in rocks. You can learn to hide in rocks. Oh yes, you can learn to hide in God's system of the anointed. If you come after me, you are in trouble. It's suicide mission. Why? I have priesthood speaking for me. And I'm a priest too. Are you with me? I'm giving you the example so that you are not exonerated in your mind. Your politicians understand this. Your footballers understand this. That's why when they come from Europe, before they go home, they pass through one Baba's house. Are you with me? To service altars. But Christians say we are all equal. And I say that's fine. Continue your life. Are you with me? Engage priesthood. Engage priesthood. Become a dangerous person this year by the degree of priesthood and altars you have stirred. Become a dangerous person. I'm still growing in it too. I did last year, I did well. This year, I've told myself I'm moving it to another level. Moving it to another level.
And it should be at the expense of your convenience. Believers like convenience too much, and it's not helping them. You prefer to buy a hair of 100,000. You have never sown 100,000 a seed. You are not wise. That's not how we grew up, oh. You are not wise. You measure your progress by what you have given, not what you are holding, not what you owe. What have you released? What is in the soil? Because the future is in what is in the soil. What you have eaten, it will pass out and be flushed away. Are you with me? Priesthood. Time enough for me to go through one after the other. Through scriptures and through stories of contemporary men. You can't beat Bishop Oyedepo. You may not like him. He has understood this thing I'm talking about. He was handling wage bill of Bezindausa investment. How many of you heard about it? Talk to me. How many of you ever heard about it? It was Mama who said it last year. Nobody knew it. That for years, after Bishop died, Archbishop died, that Bishop Oyedepo was paying all the staff in Bezindausa investment. You think he can ever go down? It's impossible. You may not like him. He may even do something wrong. That's why I would say the corn is hiding rocks. He has done things that cannot be reversed. Kenneth Copeland told his children, all his children, he said, you see that family? He was talking about Ura Robot family. He said, you see that family? They must be maintained. That means as long as we are here, they can't lack nothing. He told all his children, in all case, Kenny Copeland, his family, he said, you see that Ura Robot family, they are maintained, they are on us. Are you here? Why would they find oil on his land? Abandoned land. They found oil. At the point, every month, the royalties was $300 million.
Aye.
You can't calculate. How do you have to calculate it? Your calculator will knock. This thing must be talked about. And you have to be deliberate about it. Priesthood. And you start from where you are. You know, years ago, I gave a millionaire seat to a man. A dear man of God. My prophet. And I remember how I started with 5,000. My mind flashed to the first time I saw seat to you. It was 5,000 naira. Maybe 2007 or 2006. I went and knelt and gave him 5,000 naira as a young medical student. Consistently, he moved to 10, he moved to 20. I started giving 100,000 until I flipped. Are you with me? Engage priesthood and engage priestly practices. Listen, profuse priestly practices. This is a prayer like never before. Fast like never before. That's the second side of the priesthood. Profuse priestly practices. Don't play with your tithe. Don't play with thanksgiving. Don't play with praise and rejoicing. Every time you see a believer who engages in priesthood, you will see their level of authority and power is evident. There's more authority and power in their voice and in their work. You will see the signature of power and authority in their endeavor. Are you here? When I call for prayer meeting, total immersion, all night prayer, don't stay at home. Push yourself, move yourself. When they say it's time to praise and rejoice, do it. Have you been blessed tonight?
Beloved, we know you've been blessed by God's word today. For more life-transforming messages like this, you can visit our website, library.gloryzoneglobal.org, and you can also follow us on our various social media platforms on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram at Glory Zone Church. Stay blessed.